Welcome to the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider. We're Katie and Clint, and you are listening to Utley's Top Prospects on CanadaFootballChat.com, the number one place for all your football recruiting and prospect news across Canada. If you are listening to the show for the very first time, welcome. We're glad you're with us. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, at ChatFootball, Instagram, CFC_football, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as sign up for your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today to learn more about the prospects that we are going to talk about. So we talked about the Vancouver prospects for the CFC prospect game, tryout and showcase, as well as the FPC. And we're heading into Alberta now, talking about the Edmonton Combine that's going to be happening for the prospect game that is going to be playing this year. I think it's May 29th, broadcast on TSN. So we are going to talk about Austin Grundy. He's a receiver, 6 feet, 175, plays at Memorial Composite Athletic, inside receiver, has a good feel for running routes.
Really good inside receiver. He had a couple of clips last year from U of A when they ran that COVID camp, that off-season program. Mm-hmm. So he did a couple of things there that caught our eye on his highlight film. And he also demonstrated he can just run routes and understands how to run routes and how to get open and how to sit down within zones and coverages.
Got Nick Shuchuk next. He's a receiver, 5'10", 170. He's a CFC 100, goes to Salisbury, another athletic kid, really fast. Probably projects as a safety at the next level.
Yes, Shuchuk is, he played DB and halfback in the tryout in Calgary. He tested extremely well. He pulled out towards the end of the day because he started to tighten up a little bit. But yeah, he's really athletic. Came across as a very competitive kid. So he was athletic. Good movement skills.
Our next prospect is Owen Hurrell. He's a receiver, 6'6", 180. Plays at Harry Ainlay, a CFC 50 nationally ranked team. Big, tall, long receiver. Be interesting to see how he develops. He could be a mismatch guy.
At 6'6", I would hope he is a mismatch guy. Generally, when they're that tall, they're not super, super duper fast. But they have huge catch radius, and they can actually go up and beat people for the ball. So yeah, they always seem to have athletes coming to Harry Ainlay all the time.
All the time. Them in Salisbury. Yeah. Matthew Jonaliki is next, another receiver, 6 feet, 165. Teammate of Owen at Harry Ainlay. Fast, athletic, is a potential game breaker. He says he runs a 4.6 40.
He did. He ran it in front of us in Calgary last summer. He ran extremely fast. So he was fast and athletic. However, I don't know how much he actually, I wouldn't say trained, but how much technical stuff he did prior to. He may be a sprinter, but the other things I'm talking about, like the broad and the T-test and so on and so forth. But he was athletic. He obviously needs to fill out his frame, but he was fast. I'll give him that for sure. He was fast. He did well in the one-on-ones too.
Yeah. Robert Overton is next, offensive tackle, 6'4", 245. He plays at St. Francis. Has a pretty good frame. Needs to fill out a bit.
Well,
as a tackle, he's like 50 more pounds.
Yep, but has good movement skills and plays the game kind of the way you want to tackle to play the game. So his film was enough that I don't think he was at our stuff last time, but we saw his film and it jumped out enough that he actually was either being considered for one of the lists or actually fell onto one of the lists. His film was impressive enough that it popped to that point where we actually put him in consideration or on one of those lists. So that's how impressive the film was. And for that to happen, I mean, generally, we don't really look at the offensive tackles that are 245 pounds.
Yeah.
So you're completely right. Fill out his frame.
And then our last prospect for Edmonton is Samuel DiLoreto. Another tackle, 6'4", 270, plays in Salisbury. Another pretty good frame. Uses his hands relatively well. What do you think, is a guard or a tackle?
That's the thing with most of the Canadian kids. I mean, obviously, they can play tackle, but playing tackle, for example, even at like a super competitive U Sports League or an NCAA team, you have to be or have tremendous movement skills. I don't know if he has those sort of movement skills, but he is a really good football player. Like we always say, you can't teach 6'4". And he's already 270, so I'm sure he'll put on a couple pounds over the offseason, head into his grade 12 year at 6'4", 285 pounds. And obviously Salisbury will kill everybody and Harry Ainlay will kill everybody. And then they'll meet in the Northern Final.
For the 20 billionth time.
20 billionth time. And then they'll go play St. Francis or Notre Dame.
Well, that's it for us today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Recruiting Masters. Be sure to follow us on our social media platforms. And don't forget to purchase your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today for access to the rankings, analysis, and daily football recruiting news across Canada. This has been the Recruiting Masters, brought to you by the CFC Insider.